mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza.
All right, okay. Hallelujah. Holiday season is in the corner. Grabe. And we already nearing the Christmas day, right? Of course, I'm wishing you all, not only wishing, I'm greeting all of you. A merry, merry and blessed Christmas to every one of you. Yes, hallelujah. Today, wow, it's a wonderful message for Christmas. Our title for today, you know what? The seven legal rights of the children of God. Hallelujah again. Our title for today, the seven legal right of the children of God. Shout hallelujah. And before we start, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Abba Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence, O Lord. Lord, thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you that because of your birth, hallelujah, we have a Savior and we are saved by your grace. And thank you for the faith that you have bestowed on us. Thank you for everything, Lord, and bless everyone watching right now. And may you touch them all, Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray that you touch everyone that watch this program. Lord, bless the studio, bless the cameraman, bless everyone here, Lord, that all we are doing is all for your glory. Lord, that your good news, genuine good news, will enrich everyone and set people free and be freed from the prisoner of hope will be freed today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for touching everyone's heart. In Jesus' name, use me mightily, Lord, and bless this message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a big praise. Hallelujah. Amen. So the seven legal right of the children of God. Are you a child of God? Amen. Then you must know your legal right, or your privilege, or what else? Or your entitlement. You need to be bold. You need to be firm in your belief. Amen. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heir. Heir of God and joint heir with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Again, let me repeat this wonderful, powerful verse. Romans 8:14 to 17. For those, in other translation, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Hope you know that. The Spirit you receive does not make you slave so that you live in fear again. No more fear. Fearless. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. Shout hallelujah. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testify with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heir. Heir of God and co-heir with Christ. Hallelujah. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. So what is the seven legal right of the children of God? Number one, jot it down, security. We are not to fear but enjoy sonship. Romans 8:15. The spirit that we receive is not a spirit that makes us slave again and causes us to fear. The spirit that we have make us God's chosen children. Hallelujah. And with that spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. An employee or a servant basically obeys out of fear of punishment, loss of job, etc. But a child-parent relationship is not characterized by a fear of losing the relationship. So number one, legal right of the children of God is your security. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, legal right of the children of God is authority. Say authority. We have the status not of a slave, but of sonship. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 again. In a house, slaves have no authority. They can only do what they are told. But under their parents, children do have authority in the house. They are not mere servants. The children of God are given authority over sin and the devil. They are to move about in the world knowing that it belongs to their father. There should be a confidence and poise about them. Children have the honor of the family name. There is a wonderful new status conferred on us. Hallelujah. You have authority as a son. Amen? Children have the honor of the family name. There is a wonderful new status conferred of us. We are the children of God. Number three, what is the legal right we have as children of God? Intimacy. Say intimacy. By Him, we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15b. We need to know the original language here. Abba was an Aramaic term which is best translated daddy, a term of the greatest intimacy. A child does not always or even often address his father as father. Likely, he has a different term for him that shows his loving, trusting, familiarity with his father, such as dad or papa or daddy. And this is how Christian can approach the all-powerful creator of the universe who sustains every atom in existence moment by moment. Shout, Daddy, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Let us notice the word cry. We cry, Abba, Father. It is a very strong word. And clearly, the apostle has used it quite deliberately. It means a loud cry. It expresses deep emotion. It is the spontaneity of the child who sees the father. And not only spontaneity, but confident. Romans 8:5 to 17. Listen. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the thing of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the thing of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwell in you, now, if anyone does not but in the Spirit, again, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwell in you, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtor not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deed of the body, you will live. My brother and sister, I want to emphasize something here. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Hello? But if by the Spirit you put to death the deed of the body, you will live. Hello? I want to clarify something. We as children of God, we are in the Spirit. Well, there's temptation, there is greed, there is envy. What else? There is some temptation all around us. But because you are in the Spirit, well, your flesh is tempted to do those things that is not from the Spirit. But because you are a child of God, you have the legal right as a child of God, so you can say no to sin. You understand what I mean? I mean, if there's some temptation coming to tempt you, you can do it. Before you are not in the Spirit, you will do it. You will steal. You will be very envious. Okay? What else? You will do bad things. Amen? But now because you are in the Spirit, you are a children of God, a child of God, you will not continue. Why? Because you are in the Spirit. Hope you understand what I'm talking about. Amen? Amen? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Before, when there's a temptation, you are enjoying those temptations. You are enjoying those nightlife. But now when they bring you to some night party or give you some wine or some bad things for you to do, you are not enjoying it anymore. Hello. And the good news, every time you join those people doing those carnal things, everybody will not enjoy anymore. And they will all disappear and go out of that dirty place. You know what I mean. Hope you understand. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. Daddy, Father, Papa, I'm coming to you. I'm asking you for help. I'm asking you for favor. I'm asking you for blessing. Yes, Daddy. If I will not ask you, whom will I ask? Abba, Father, thank you for this legal right that you have bestowed on us. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heir of God and joint heir with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 17. The number 4 legal right as children of God, assurance. Say assurance. Romans 8:16. The Spirit Himself testify with our spirit that we are God's children. Amen? When we cry out to God as Abba, the Spirit of God somehow comes alongside us with our spirit and give us assurance that we truly are in God's family. There is a lot of debate about the nature of this testimony, but it appears to be an inner witness in the heart, a sense that, yes, He really loves me. Notice, Paul says, our spirit is already testifying. The spirit testifies with our spirit. This means we already have evidence that we are Christian. We know we trust Christ. We have His promise. We see our life changing and growing. All these pieces of evidence lead our spirit, our hearts, to have a measure of confidence that we really are His. But Paul says that the Spirit can come alongside us and in addition to all we see, testify. This seems to refer to a direct testimony of the Spirit in our heart. This probably is a sense of God's immediate presence and love that sometimes comes to us. Something Paul has already spoken of back in Romans 5:5. We don't get this all the time or even often. And it may not be a very strong feeling, but there will be times when as we cry out to Abba, we find ourselves deeply assured that He really is our Abba Father. That is the Spirit's work, testifying for us and to us that we truly are sons of the living God. Assurance. Amen? Shout hallelujah. 5 legal rights of the child of God. Inheritance. Hallelujah. I know you like this so much. We are co-heir with Christ. Amen? Now, in Romans 5:17, New King James Version. Now, if we are children, then we are heir. For if by the one man offense death reign through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. I'm just wondering, how come just for one man's sin, Adam, all the people on earth, including every unborn child as they were born, all adopted the sin of Adam? How come when Christ died for us, how come we just every time of our life, we want to put Jesus on the cross again and again and again and again? Once and for all, Jesus died for us. He is the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. God knows we cannot save ourselves. That's why He saved us. Hello. He need to come down from the Father to be in the place like us, to die on the cross, to pay for our sin. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a miracle, of course, because the heir got the lion's share of the parents' wealth. Hello. Paul is saying that what is in store for us is so grand and glorious that it will be and will feel as though we each had alone gotten most of the glory of God. In Romans 8:32, what did God say? Hello? What did God say? If God can give His one and only begotten Son, what thing He will never give us? Everything He can give us if His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, is given for us. What else He cannot give you? Shout hallelujah. And number 6, discipline. This is our legal right. Now, if we are children, then we are heir. If indeed we share in His suffering, in Romans 8:17 again, father always discipline their children. When parents discipline a child, they allow or introduce a milder form of pain in order to teach or mature the child away from behavior that will lead to far greater pain later. Hebrews 12:9-10 explain, we have all had human fathers who discipline us, but God disciplined us for our good. A good father will lovingly discipline. He will not use his authority selfishly to indulge his own need to feel powerful or in control, but neither will he be so needy for his child's love and approval that he never does what is hard or difficult. It is a painful privilege to be put through discipline by the most loving Father in the universe. Shout hallelujah. Discipline. You know, our Chinese ancestor. You know what they do? To teach us to fly, to teach us and to train us to do business or whatever, they throw us in the big sea. But as they throw us to a pool or a big sea, they are there protecting us. They know that any moment, whatever danger coming to us, they can easily grab with their hand and grab us right away. Discipline. And lastly, our legal right as children of God is family likeness. We share in His suffering, Romans 8:17. The same verse. For if by the one man offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Christian will suffer, not simply in the pain of this world that all people face, but specifically, because they are brother and sister of Christ. Christ faced rejection because of who He was, and because He had come to expose sinfulness, warn of judgment, and offer salvation through Himself. Likewise, His family will suffer in the same ways as they live for Him and speak of Him. We get to be like Him. God works in us and through our circumstances so that we would be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Romans 8:29. Though we are adopted, God actually implanted Christ's nature in us. As sons of God, we actually come to resemble the Son of God. As we bear the family likeness of suffering, we become more and more like the Son and our Father in our character and attitude. This is how the Christian look at persecution and count it as a privilege. Amen? Acts chapter 5, verse 41. 1 Peter 4:13 and 16. We get to be like Him. Amen? Amen? We get to be like Him. So again, what is the legal right of the children of God? We have 7. Security, authority, intimacy, assurance, inheritance, discipline, and family likeness. God bless you, my brother and sister. Hope this Christmas season, you'll be enlightened and be free, and no longer will they call you the prisoner of hope. Today, we are hoping for so many things. We are hoping for the second coming of God. We are hoping for a big celebration. We are hoping for God so many promises of so many inheritance that God had promised all of us. My brother and sister, God bless you. Shalom, shalom. And enjoy your Christmas with our family. Not only with our physical family, but with our Christian family of God. God bless you and shalom.
Lalapit sa'yo. Siya mismo, ora mismo. Lalapit sa'yo.